Lulac Barrel, Magical Intern, a podcast by Something Brewing Press.
Hey, Linley. Do you have any more barley wine? Professor Foxmoon used up all the bottles that I bought.
Oh, hello, Lily. Nice to see you, too. There's some in the cupboard from my last brewing practicum. It's a little early to start, don't you think?
What? Oh, no. It's not for me.
For me? For me?
Yes, for you, you tipsy little turnip.
Turnip?
I am exhausted, and therefore not to be held responsible for what comes out of my mouth.
I think it's a cute name, Turnip.
Yeah, sure. Sure, barley wine? I need it to do more tests with the little guy.
Fine, I'll grab it. I really like how this batch turned out.
Thanks, Linley.
So how do these tests work? You just dribble some wine on the ground and he digs through the earth to get to it?
More or less. Since he's an earth-aligned anomaly, he can meld into and out of stone and dirt. He's drawn to the barley wine, so Professor Foxman and I have been using that to send him back and forth.
That makes sense. You know, calling Turnip an anomaly doesn't sound very nice. It's like you're saying you shouldn't exist.
Talk to me when I'm not sleep-deprived. I'm sure I'll have a more clever name then.
Very well. Shall we test out my batch of barley wine to see if he likes it?
Sure, may as well. Don't be offended if he doesn't like it, though. He's very picky. And he just did a swan dive off of my shoulder.
Oh look, he's already going at it! Really quite fast, aren't you, little turnip? Yes, you are!
That's why Professor Foxmoon wants to train him to communicate long distance.
Like a messenger bird? How far do you think he could travel?
Well, we've seen him cross the campus and come back in the span of a breath. But he's far more effective than a bird already, since he can navigate both ways.
I wonder if he could cross even greater distances. How much can he remember? So far, he's only repeated snippets of conversation.
Yes, but they seem to have a semblance of purpose to them. I think it's safe to assume he's more intelligent than an average Ceresian parrot. We're going to test his capacity next. Hence, more wine.
You know, my friend Beatrice is in animal sciences like you, and she's studying messenger birds right now in her practicum, and she's been telling me all about it. You're probably onto something using food, well, drink, to reinforce his behavior. I mean, I'm a glyph technician, not an ornithologist, but that's basic animal psychology, right?
That may work between two established points, but we're going to be constantly on the move.
He's returned to you and all the tests with Professor Foxmoon, right? And you said it yourself, he's not a mundane animal. He's smart, and what's more, he's magical. His fur patterns even kind of look like a glyph.
I wouldn't know. And of course he comes back to me. I have the wine.
I think he likes you, Luli. He came to you specifically, right? He's already climbing back up your pant leg if you hadn't noticed. He's attached to you somehow.
Attached somehow?
I think my shoulder has begun to develop a divot for him.
See?
Yes, yes. Very attached. I'd like him to be less attached at the moment. Oh, this was my favorite sweater, too. He's gone and stretched it out.
Favorite? Very attached. Really?
You know, I'm going to be gone a long time, Lin. Professor Foxmoon was saying that this trip is going to take us around the world. That's not the kind of thing that can be done in a week.
Yeah, I kind of figured. Do you have any idea how long you'll actually be gone? I've been trying not to think about it much.
She was gone for half a year last time, and that was just to study sandworms in Cyrene. A full 3 months. Maybe it was six? They have a different calendar in Cyrene. Either way, though, it will be a lot longer than we've ever been apart.
Lily.
I know we're not kids anymore. And I know eventually we'd have to be apart. But it's hard. I thought it would be much more gradual. I almost hate to admit it, but I've depended on you for so much. Taking care of me when I'm sick, waking me up when I've overslept, telling me when I've started to ramble.
Lily, you're rambling now.
Yeah. Guess I have to find my bedrock now, or however that saying goes.
rambling.
I'm gonna miss you too, you big clod. You always know what to say to cheer me up. You stay up late with me when I have to study for exams. You bake me mum's coconut cookies when I'm homesick. I rely on you too.
Aw. Love you, sis.
Love you too, Lily.
Oh, Shale! I have to write a letter to Mom and Mama, explaining what's going on and where I'll be. And they were coming to visit next month, too.
Don't worry, little bro. I'll cover for you. And since I'm such a good sister, I'll eat all your coconut cookies to make sure they don't go to waste.
So helpful you are. And you're only older than me by 2 minutes.
Hey, you know what they say. A minute can last a lifetime, so I could be 2 lifetimes older than you.
That's not how that goes.
Cookies, cookies, cookies.
Well, I better get this barley wine back to Professor Foxmoon. I hope we won't run out as quickly this time.
Not to worry, I keep all my recipes well documented. And I happen to have some more brewing right now. I could probably have some bottled for you before you leave. You just have to make sure to let it bottle age for at least a month, preferably 2. It should last you a while.
That would be great, thanks. See you for dinner?
Topaz is making her baked plume fish with saffron sauce. I wouldn't miss it!
Oh, fantastic! I can't wait. See you later, Lynn.
Yeah. See you later.
Lulac Barrel, Magical Intern, is a production of Something Brewing Press, written and produced by Aiden and Katie McMahon. The voice of Lulac was Aiden McMahon, and the voice of Linley was Katie McMahon. Our intro was Open Flame, and our outro was Shift of Curtains, both by Blue Dot Sessions. Their work and more can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Our background music was One Fine Day by Audionautics. One Fine Day by Audionautics is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution license and can be found in the YouTube Audio Library. Lulac Barrel Magical Intern is copyright 2016-2017 Aiden and Katie McMahon.